crowds trekked to the venue, braving the tight security at all major routes. The day was spiced with traditional dances and calls for peace from a group of youth. In his 30-minute speech, President Salva Kiir touched on the economy, peace, security, and made a passionate plea to the people of South Sudan, urging patience as his government works to restore peace.
Well, I urge you to join hands with me to stop this senseless war and work together for peace, reconciliation, and reconstruction of our country. The mistakes of few among us affected each and every one of us, and the impact was felt in every corner of South Sudan. Innocent lives and properties were lost. Our farmers in the greater Upper Nile were and are still unable to cultivate freely. Our children in that great region lost almost 2 years of education. The little infrastructure we had in Bor, Malakal and Bantiu were destroyed. Our economy faces extreme inflation and the cost of commodities continues to rise. As your president, I do hear your cries for peace and stability. I know you want to support your families, move freely in your country without fear and go back to business as usual. As you know, I haven't rested and I think I will not rest until peace is achieved in South Sudan.
The president also spoke against corruption, warning that those abusing public office will not only be dismissed, but will also face justice. On humanitarian affairs, the president urged humanitarian access to all areas and also called on people seeking safety at the UN Protection of Civilian Site to return to their homes. Uganda President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who was the only foreign head of state to grace the occasion, spoke strongly against sectarianism and tribalism. Using a traditional analogy to illustrate his point, the Ugandan leader said South Sudan and the people of Africa as a whole must learn to live in solidarity.
Sectarianism is a pseudo ideology. I don't know how you say pseudo in Arabic because I don't know Arabic myself. The ideology of tribalism is pseudo. It is not correct. When I preach tribalism, I am my own enemy, number one. And I am enemy of my tribe, first and foremost, before I become enemy of others. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, Your Excellency, this idea of sectarianism, of religion, of tribe is a wrong ideology. It's a false ideology.
Notably present were the former political detainees who were officially introduced individually and welcomed back to the SPLM party. I'm David Lukan for Radio Mirror News.